Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State. Brought to you once again by Covenant Church Spokane and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. Not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. It's about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but moving to action, and about the difference between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8 says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit." Great passage. We have made a lot of interesting decisions as a country. And this year is going to be no different. We have an opportunity to continue freedom for the next generation or listen to the Marxists, their sympathizers, and the apathetic Republicans who are allowing this to happen. Or, like I said to start with, we can actually extend freedom for our next generation. Fact of the matter is that the Marxists have been at this for a very long time. And as Christians, we have a reticence of getting involved in something where, you know, we might have to have a confrontation with somebody. The fact of the matter is, if we don't have this confrontation now, are we going to have a country left? Are we going to have the ability to worship freely? And the Marxists, they're straight up about it. I mean, these radical communists like here locally with Indivisible, the Indivisible Valley Progressives, we've linked people to that in the past directly with primary source documents. You know, we have all of these people, though, today that don't seem to be listening. And then, you know, same folks who will say, I didn't know that. Well, you should have listened. You should have listened. You should have not been deceived or allow yourself to be deceived. And one of the ways that I see this happen is people will say something to the effect of, Matt, I just saw on KXOY News or KHQ News, they said this. What do you think? Stop watching it. And then asking me what's true. The vast majority of mainstream media today is aiding and abetting the Marxist revolution in this country. I've outlined it. I'm going to go over another in some today from Rich Higgins. I've outlined this stuff. That's what they're doing. Stop allowing yourself to be deceived. There's too many credible news outlets out there. You don't have to allow that to happen, for goodness sakes. And yet, it still does. So we're going to pray right now, wherever you're at, if you can, pull over. We're going to pray right now about this. And lift this situation up to the Lord for discernment. Father God, we just thank you for putting us in this time. Lord, give us discernment. Give us wisdom. You say if we ask for these things, you will give us liberally. We ask for it now. Your discernment, your wisdom, your understanding, your knowledge, open our eyes to your vision. Open our eyes so that we can see the truth. Open our eyes to those who are deceivers in our midst, regardless of whatever party label they may have. Open our eyes to it. Guide and direct our steps. Lord, we just turn our hearts toward you, and we thank you that you're on the throne. We thank you that you are sovereign, and we praise your holy name. Jesus Christ. Amen. So, where do I start with all the stuff that's going on today? I guess let's start with, I don't know, the New York Post. Tell you what, let's start in the Middle East and then I'll come to the New York Post because, I mean, this is just one of the most incredible stories I have ever seen in my life. The pictures are even worse, but we'll come to that here in a second. All right. From Debcafile, Azerbaijan versus Armenia. The fighting has flared again there. Quote, sparse military gains for Azerbaijan despite its strong advantages over Armenia. Well, what are some of those advantages? And we'll talk about one of the advantages the Armenians actually have. First of all, Azerbaijan is far more wealthy than Armenia. And it has been stocking up for years advanced weapon systems from Russia, Turkey, Israel. You heard that correctly. I know that's weird. In a Muslim-majority country, they've been stocking up from weapons from Israel. Armenia is a Russian ally, and though they are a Russian ally, has only received dated hardware in comparison to Azerbaijan. In fact, Turkey delivered some advanced drones to Azerbaijan this last June as part of a defense pact with them. And I've explained this before, that Recep Erdogan, who is in operational control of the Muslim Brotherhood in Turkey, is attempting to expand his power base, particularly to Azerbaijan, because of the gas pipelines that go from there to Turkey. In addition, 1,500 pro-Turkish Syrian National Army fighters have been deployed by Ankara to, that's the capital of Turkey, to Azerbaijan. And it's very clear that Recep Erdogan is again trying to expand his control in prelude to his announcement that he is the next caliph by his own idea. But Armenia has an advantage that in the Nagorno-Karabakh, the Armenians actually control the high ground there. And that high ground in the mountainous area there makes it very difficult to get them out. And particularly as we are heading into winter, which would be pretty high casualty rates for the Azerbaijanis. And in addition to that, just general warfare, it's going to be very, very hard in that area of the world. So what happens? Eventually, they're going to try to sue for peace, but watch for the Turks to continue to weigh in this area. Watch for that to happen. All right. On the national front. Let's start with something that we have talked about. International election monitors have arrived in the United States, led by Soros activist and Merkel CFR flunky. This coming to us from The New American. Alexander Schlick, I don't make this stuff up, from Belarus, actually, is... he's the head of the election department for the OSCE. He was trained at Central European University, the Budapest-based radical center founded and funded by George Soros. And so what we know now is that they are going to put international observers or monitors here, and they're probably going to set it up so that they try to call for international help, particularly when Trump wins, and he is going to win by a lot. I think that's what they're all upset about. And I also think it's why you see the left, they have completely stepped down the violence and taken a step backwards. It's called a dialectical step backwards. They are waiting. And the reason they're waiting is because they realized it was hurting Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden has been hurting, too. And we're going to talk about that here in a second. There are some shocking things, and I'm going to try to do this in a way that I can do it on the American Christian Network, because some of it is appalling, actually. We have, coming to us from WorldNet Daily, probably, okay, the pictures of the crack pipe and everything with Hunter Biden and all this stuff, that's shocking. The fact that money went back and forth, and there's an email now showing that Joe was introduced and Hunter might have been paid $10 million a year just for introductions by the Chinese. The most shocking part about this is that among the lucrative business deals Hunter Biden pursued in China was one he said would benefit not only him, but his family, according to emails obtained from a laptop seized, wait for it, by the FBI. And the existence of those emails, which were made known to the FBI by a Delaware computer repair shop owner, has been known to the FBI for a long time. And again, the question comes up, why aren't they prosecuting? The fact that cash was flowing from one of our foreign enemies to the family of the presidential nominee for the Democrat Party. Justice should be done, though the heavens may fall. That's what Scripture says. This is incredible. Then, this series of emails about Hunter Biden's business deals in China were censored by Twitter. Oh, they made a mistake. Oops. There's no oops here. They know that this is huge. And they also know that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, people forget too, he was a senator. Presidential nominee was in bed, his family, with one of our adversaries. And oh, by the way, they happen to be Maoist communists. And oh, by the way, those Maoist communists happen to be funding Black Lives Matter and the unrest in the United States of America. And oh, by the way, these communists have just come out and laid out their tactical plan in the United States of America. And I'm going to get to that here in a second. Can somebody tell me why the FBI did not arrest them? At least an investigation. I mean, what does Trump have to do? Bring in his, I mean, he's going to have to fire Barr because Barr belly flopped on this whole thing. Unbelievable. The amount of evidence is overwhelming. If any of your friends out there, I love Patriot Radio Land. Any of your friends or family out there are still supporting these Democrats. They are literally supporting those people that want to destroy this country, and they want to see Christians locked up. And the evidence is overwhelming. The primary source documents are overwhelming now. And the icing on the cake is the son of a presidential nominee with a crack pipe. Unbelievable. And we have Republicans here locally who unbelievably are buying into the Marxist narrative. If you are parroting or buying into the narrative of evil, you are supporting evil. And we've seen this happen time and again, and I'm going to get to an example of that here in a second. What is it going to take to wake folks up? What is it going to take? All right, this coming to us from Breitbart, but also actually, I know where this actually came from originally, but I'm going to use Breitbart, okay? So I'm not going to divulge sources or anything like that over the air. But an organization of radical left-wing activists has posted online a guide to disrupting the country and shutting the country down and forcing President Trump from power in the event the election is too close to call. Well, first of all, it's not going to be too close to call. It's going to be a landslide. And then it's an interesting thing. This thing is called Stopping the Coup. Okay? Now, this is not a lot different from the other tactical manual that I talked to you about before, the mini manual of the urban guerrilla written by Carlos Marighella, a Brazilian communist who was shot to death by police in 1969 after he was implicated in the kidnapping of a U.S. ambassador in the same year. Okay. But this is what is fascinating. Now, remember what they tried to accuse me and other people of? They're the ones that are actually doing it. Remember, we talked about this before. This is projection. They are projecting. And I'm glad I was exonerated, fully exonerated. Now, the left doesn't know that, and they're opening themselves up to lawsuits over in Western Washington with some of the mailers they're sending out, but that's okay. Well, you know, that just puts more money in the kingdom. So we have talked on the show before about the tactics they're going to use. And I just want to highlight two parts of this document. It's called Stopping the Coup. Wait a minute. They're projecting. They're the ones that actually did the coup, and it was stopped a couple of times, actually, and they tried it a third time. It was stopped. Now they're trying to foment it again. So total projection by the Democrats. But this is a very clear tactics manual. And particularly if you don't want to read everything, go to page 35 and you will see a couple of things that I think are very important. First of all, they admit essentially they have been recruiting for a long time. And they are talking about here how they're going to move resources from parts of the country to other parts of the country. In other words, they're going to be establishing a logistics network. But they're agreeing on certain key tactics, okay? They're talking about occupying again and shutting places down. They're talking about targeting politicians again. They're talking about using social media to coordinate these actions. They're talking about keeping track of people, creating maps of individuals that they think are a threat. It's called physical mapping. You can read that one on page 22. They're talking about how to shut down an entire downtown area or a highway to cut off lines of communication and lines of supply. And they do this by mapping the area, essentially mapping choke points. They are also mapping the levers of power in an area And this is where it becomes very interesting, because if you just take a look at this, this is the stuff that we ran into overseas in the military. They are literally trying to build their logistics network at the same time tearing down the existing system and creating chaos so that, oh, of course, their people can come in with the solutions. So check this out. That was a very, very broad overview, but check it out. Stopping the Coup, the 2020 guide. And again, this came to us from Breitbart. Now, on the opposite side of that, you have from Unconstrained Analytics, the continued intelligence analysis of what's going on. I want to highlight a couple of places here. First of all, the COVID-19 narrative is being used to reinforce this Marxist narrative and keep conservatives particularly and Christians particularly muzzled. In addition to this, the GOP has been very silent on this stuff. Instead of, and finally, when the national GOP finally got censored the other day, they decided, oh, we got to do something about it. Well, why haven't you been helping everybody else that has been fighting this fight for so long? You're late to the party. The CDC survival rates on COVID-19, age 0 to 19, is 99.99%. Ages 20 to 49 is 99.98%. And ages 50 to 69, 99.5%. Age 70 plus, 94.6%. So that means if you are under the age of 50, you have a 99.9% rate of survival. If you are over the age of 50, you're averaging about 94.95% to 99.5%. Okay. Just makes you kind of wonder what we're still arguing about and who is still trying to defend this, and what Republicans, like we see these Republicans in the county commission that have are defending this stuff. And the facts are there. Everybody knows they're lying. And they're still defending it, trying to destroy businesses. And it gets even worse here in a second. I'll talk to you all about how certain Republicans locally are now tied directly to Marxist support for a particular candidate. This continued narrative that they're going to try to keep putting out there, you know, of the 25th Amendment, Nancy Pelosi, she actually was not doing that necessarily in regards to Trump. She was actually doing that in case of a Biden victory so the Democrats could replace him with Kamala Harris. So got to look ahead a little bit and figure out kind of what the real play is, what they're doing, where they really want to go with this. And that brings us to the National Front from this perspective. Gun Owners of America and journalist John Gump have filed an FEC complaint, finally, against Facebook, AFP, and the Biden-Harris campaign. The complaint alleges foreign election interference and multiple violations of campaign finance law. And here's the bottom line. The social media algorithms and the censorship is benefiting one party for the election that is illegal and it is reportable. And so finally, somebody has, after all these whistleblowers have come forward, has filed a complaint against Facebook for doing what everybody knows they're doing, and that is they are electioneering. They're cheating. They're electioneering. They're trying to shade an election without going through the proper reporting process politically. I want to talk too quickly about this Denver situation where BLM Antifa militant shot and killed a patriot in Denver, Colorado. Now, there were people that immediately stop parroting the narrative of evil. They want you to parrot their narrative. Stop doing that. The fact of the matter is the shooter has now been charged with second-degree murder. Second fact is the shooter had a tattoo on his wrist. It's called a rage tattoo. Number three, the shooter was photographed at over a half dozen events in support of BLM and Antifa and was not now a security guard. Apparently, they're disavowing that he was even a security guard. The security guard company came out and said that. And yet people were like, oh, he's a bully patriot and he shouldn't have had the... Stop that nonsense. If you watch the video, he actually tried to de-escalate. The patriot did. The guy pulled a gun and instead he sprayed him with the pepper spray in an effort to de-escalate and get the guy out of there who had drawn a gun on him unlawfully. And oh, by the way, these people were part of a group that intentionally goes to film provoked acts at these things. So we need to pay attention and stop parroting the Marxist narrative. Which brings us now here locally, Fuse Washington, which is a Marxist organization tied to Progress Now, put out who they think people should vote for. And so in other words, they're who not to vote for. The Marxists supported them. And what we find out is Marshall Casey, his opponent for the Court of Appeals, actually was endorsed by Fuse Washington, the Marxist organization, and then Fuse spent $500+ in an independent expenditure for his opponent. And Rhino Republicans endorsed this judge that the Marxists are supporting. And these Rhino Republicans now are endorsing people that are endorsed by Marxists and supported by Marxists, like outright Marxists. So you've got to understand that, of course, the deep state is going to protect its own. And we've got to get these Marxist-supported judges out of office. And that's why they came after Marshall Casey, because he dared to run. And if you are listening to this in Eastern Washington, the Court of Appeals race is in many counties over here in Northeast Washington. So vote out the Marxists. Get them out of there. We need people that'll understand and uphold the Constitution, like Marshall Casey. It's incredible that they actually did that. Incredible that they did that. Now, that last part is my personal opinion. But what I would tell you is that what is not my personal opinion and what is the fact on the ground here is you have judges now where these people are coming in, Soros-funded organizations, not just with district attorneys. They're coming in at the local level to sway judges. And we need to pay attention to that. All right, the last thing here I want to mention is if you get a chance, there's a new book out. It's called The Memo by Rich Higgins. The Memo by Rich Higgins. His story of 20 years inside the deep state trying to fight it. Fascinating read. Now, Rich Higgins, I've mentioned him on the show before. He was the guy that wrote the memorandum to President Trump to stop the first coup. It's very important, I think, that you get that context and read this, because you understand the information warfare that is going on out there. And like these guys that were arrested in Michigan for an alleged plan to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, it ends up that they were actually Marxist anti-Trumpers. But you wouldn't know that if you listen to the mainstream media. And that's the whole point behind what Rich Higgins is saying. Understand this is information warfare. Get your primary sources. Do not listen to the mainstream media, who is intentionally lying to you in a lot of cases, and stand up as Americans again for freedom and liberty. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us in the show. And if you get a chance, you can always go to Facebook.com/PatriotRadioUS, like the page, share it with your friends and family. And we are on iTunes, Podbean, and Spotify, and replayed every night at 9 o'clock that we're on the air, Tuesdays and Thursdays, on the full ACN network. Well, it is my distinct honor once again to bring on Major General Retired Paul Vallely of Stand Up America US. And we're going to talk about where is the country headed. General Valley, it's great to have you on the show again. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you. Thank you always for your kind invitation. And I'm sort of recouping here from an E operation, so I'll try to be my best tonight. Still in a little pain, but not some medicine. So hopefully I'll be more lucid than I would be normally if I didn't have this. So there we go.
Well, we're praying for your healing, number one. And number two, I know how tough you are, so it really must have been a big deal. So I want to start by asking you a question that's been kind of on a lot of people's minds. There's all this new we'll get to China and Hunter Biden here in a second, but there's all this new information that's allegedly coming out about Benghazi. The source does not look legitimate to me. What is actually going on right now, and what is the truth in regards to this supposed new information on Benghazi?
Well, I was supposed to be in Florida last week on the podium there at the AMP conference with two individuals, Charles Woods, whose father, Ty Woods, from Benghazi, the son that was lost there, and Nicholas Snow, who's on my intel team for Benghazi. So they made a presentation, and then a video was shown with Alan Perot, a Middle East expert, and I will say that I've known Alan for almost 18 years, that have tried to pull the dots together between Benghazi, the killing of bin Laden, the downing of Extortion 17 with SEAL Team 6, the $150 billion-plus money that was laid on the tarmac in Tehran to cover up what we feel may be the takedown of bin Laden. Some speculate that he really wasn't killed, that it was a body double, that he wasn't buried at sea, and that he died of renal infection as he was on machines for quite a while. But when we tracked, Alan's a very good source, by the way. He was a falconeer in the Middle East, and he trained all the Arab princes and those kings that did falconry, because it's very big, as you know, in Saudi Arabia, Iran, and other countries over there. And then he was in the intelligence business tracking illegal trafficking of falcons, which, if you study, which I didn't know that much about, are worth like $1 million a bird. So it's a big business over there. But Alan contacted me many, many years ago that they were tracking through some falconeers who were with bin Laden when he was falcon hunting in Iran. And in fact, had at Mashhad, a city in southeastern Iran, where he had his compound. So after he was flushed out of Afghanistan in 2001, he basically took up residence in Pakistan and also in Mashhad, Iran, where he traversed back and forth.
So what is the truth out of this? I mean, is it, you know, because, you know, there is dispute over this, that some people are saying this is not true, what he is claiming.
Right.
What do you think? I mean, you've known these guys, you know the veracity of the information and the sources. So what do you think?
Well, it all goes back to the Obama administration with Biden and Hillary Clinton back to 2014. In Benghazi, that we know that was an arms deal gone bad. We know the arms went on into Turkey and distributed in Syria. Supposedly, one of those arms made its way to Afghanistan and was one of the Stinger missiles that took down SEAL Team 6 in Extortion 17, the helicopter. That was the call sign for the helicopter. So if you go back, somebody wanted to silence that team. Now, there's also conjecture that there were two SEAL teams. And so they wanted to silence the SEAL team that supposedly took out bin Laden. Now, supposedly, some other reports that was a body double. And in fact, he went to Iran from Pakistan. And the $150 some billion was a payoff to the Iranians, their mouth shut, And it all, again, goes back to the complicity in the White House of what was going on. We know Clinton, Secretary Panetta, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, lied to Congress, because I covered that story for Fox News at that time, that, in fact, we had assets to exercise a rescue operation over that 13-hour period. And so they lied in front of Congress, and I said that on national television on many interviews. So all of this, again, if you go back and try to connect the dots, it's not easy. But certainly, well, when you see how crooked Hillary Clinton was, and then drawing in Dempsey along with Biden and Obama, so many cover-ups, but a lot to be answered yet. So those are the points that are out there. I can't connect them all directly and can't verify everything. But certainly Alan Perot, who was not a CIA asset, by the way, was a very knowledgeable guy of the Middle East and knew many things that were going on over there inside the Middle East, particularly going back as far as the early 2000s.
So let's talk a little bit about Hunter Biden. I saw the pictures, crack pipe, the whole thing. Pretty unbelievable. I think that the most unbelievable thing, other than the pictures, was this idea that China essentially bought them off. Yes. What do you know, and what do you think that the folks listening to the show need to know about this?
Well, everything they've been picking up on this hard drive they just found, by the way, the emails they're being shown on television as we speak really indicate that a very big payoff was made to Hunter Biden, and he did it for what he calls his pop. Well, his pop is Joe Biden, and we know that he was on crack cocaine a lot, but he basically made a tremendous amount of money all the way from China into the Ukraine. And that story. But everything, you know, seems to revolve around a criminal organization, which is the Biden family, led by Joe Biden. I mean, the racketeering, the buy, and the what we should say, well, borders on racketeering is what they were doing. And, of course, Hunter Biden ended up with a lot of money. As he made, with basically no skills, but only because Pop, he had access to his father and had access to the White House. So there you go.
I mean, to have the son of a presidential nominee potentially compromised by one of our adversaries is stunning, to say the least.
Yeah. And it's amazing, Twitter, Facebook won't touch it. They're all covering up and supporting Joe Biden, who we know is a crook. Rudy Giuliani has most of the information on this, by the way, because he's been tracking this for years, the racketeering that was going on in the Biden family with Hunter Biden. So this is nothing new as far as Rudy's concerned. It's been going on for a long time. Rudy's a great investigator, as you know, a great legal mind when it comes to these kinds of things. So, again, if you try to connect all these dots all the way back to Benghazi on up through the deals with China and Ukraine, you can sort of draw your own conclusion that there's not a lot of good you can find there.
Wow. I mean, it's just, you know, you kind of, what do we do, you know, as regular Americans? Because it seems like AG Barr has belly flopped again. And we just don't know where this is going to go. Will there be justice?
Exactly.
I guess it's a question on everybody's mind.
Absolutely. Will there must be justice, but I'm not sure what's going on with Barr and Durham. I mean, they have had all this information and intel to indict almost up to 29 different people now. And not one has been indicted, but yet you're still hanging General Flynn out there in the wind. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that we cannot hold justice to the highest levels in this country, and particularly those people that seem to be, they're being not challenged, not indicted, not held up for treasonous and sedition activities, So, I mean, it's an absolute mess. That's all I can say.
Well, let's talk about kind of where this is headed right now. It's interesting the left has backed off. The Marxists in the streets have backed off quite a bit because they were damaging the Biden campaign. But now these documents coming out today indicate that they are going full tilt ahead, especially after the election, because I believe Trump will be reelected. They're planning on going full tilt ahead after the election and trying to create chaos in our streets again. What are you hearing, and where do you think this is headed?
Well, I'm hearing a lot of people throughout the states really coming up and are going to be prepared for this locally with what we may call the patriots of the different states trying to work with the different police. I know that's happening. I think you will see more Americans stand up that we won't allow a COVID-type thing to shut down our country ever again and make us so vulnerable. But I think the military will be prepared. The reserves will be prepared to stand up. That we've weakened our police so much now over the last, 4 to 6 months with the maligning of the peace and the defunding of the police. So it's going to fall probably on our military, and we may have an insurrectionist act that needs to be enacted from the standpoint of using the military and federal forces to quell any kind of insurrection.
I've heard that. I've heard the Washington National Guard is being mobilized for that exact reason here, because we have Seattle, obviously. Montana, though, seems like it's doing okay. How is Montana faring in this whole debacle that has occurred over the last 6 months?
Well, they're faring fairly well from what I understand. They have the Patriot Guards over here in Montana that basically will stand by the police, but they will protect the innocent civilians and the businesses. So if there's any uprising from Antifa or Black Lives Matter or whoever they try to recruit to help, but it definitely will be an armed insurrection. There's no doubt in my mind about that, which means then the good guys on our side, Matt, have to take up arms as well, because the police will be overpowered, in my own mind, unless federal forces are called in, of which we call in the 82nd. That can pretty much put down anything in a very short period of time. And the president may have to enact the Insurrectionist Act if that does occur. And I know they're preparing for it, but to execute it is another matter. It depends how serious it gets.
So what is China? Does China continue to exacerbate everything here inside the United States of America? And is Trump continuing down a line to neuter China?
I don't know whether you've been getting any reports, the number of Chinese up in the Vancouver, British Columbia area. Have you gotten any reports of that?
I actually have, yes.
Which is sort of interesting. I can't validate any of it, but there's certainly reports coming out every day about the Chinese influence in Western Canada. But certainly Canada is very vulnerable from Chinese. Have bought in a tremendous amount of agricultural land up there, as well as mineral resource companies and assets. So China is very much on the move. They're going to take advantage of any vulnerability, depending on the weakness of our country after this election, or the strength of our country is Trump. When Trump is reelected, though, I'll tell you what, he will stand up to the Chinese and he will back them down.
I think, too, with the Chinese, you know, we don't talk about their infiltration of their intelligence apparatus into the United States of America. Trump obviously has been briefed on this. I know you have mentioned it. Is he still working to root that out, especially in our colleges and throughout even the United States government?
Yeah, it is. I know the FBI has made many arrests over the last 3 to 4 months, but certainly the sister cities has been a way of the Chinese Communist Party to infiltrate America and other cities throughout the world. You have the Confucius study centers at the universities. They've infiltrated much of Silicon Valley for sure. So when you look at their entire modus operandi for the last several decades and being able to steal much of our research and development and technology has advanced their military In the last 5 years, it's taken them, they've made a quantum jump, not only in their aircraft, but in their fleets, their armies. So they're very well prepared. But you got to keep in mind, we're very well prepared as well, working with the Japanese armed forces and the South Korean armed forces.
Let's talk and shift gears a little bit, General Valley, to General Flynn. What are his plans coming up? It has been essentially dismissed, although they're still trying to hang on to the bitter end. But once he is clear, he's a force to be reckoned with because they've already tried to get him and they didn't. What does he do now? Are we going to see him become a leader at the national level again, even more than he already is right now?
Well, he knows where a lot of the jewels are in the vault, and that vault being the Obama administration and their Kabul, if I may call it that. And so he knows a lot of the things that we've just discussed tonight to validate many of the things that occurred during the Obama administration. And, of course, that's why Obama and Brennan wanted him shut up, because Brennan, by the way, is involved in what we were talking about earlier, with the raid in Pakistan to take down Obama. Brennan's a very important part of this whole Kabul of the Obama administration. So they're out there, and General Flynn knows the details of everything.
So that's definitely why they're going to try to oppose him at every turn, even after all of this is done and gone by the wayside.
Well, once this passes, his attorney, Powell, was on this evening. We've got to Justice Sullivan is the one that's holding everything over the head of General Flynn right now. But I think somewhere or another they're gonna move him out of the way because of what he's done to hang on and to try to unmercifully. To take General Flynn to the gallows, that's what he would like to do. But yeah. I think that's going to work out. And the president doesn't want to pardon him because of the conviction that would hang in there throughout. He wants everything removed, that in fact General Flynn never lied, that it was set up by the FBI. But certainly, Matt, when you look at the future here, we have got to completely redo the FBI and the CIA, our intelligence services that have been politicized and still are politicized even till today. We have much of those deep staters still there. But certainly the Attorney General, the Justice Department, they have got to be reworked and redone because they are nothing of what they should be in representing the legal system and justice in the United States. They've completely gone awry.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. So that brings up, this. Where are we heading in the next 3 weeks? And what should people be doing in the next month, 2 months, in the run-up to an inauguration? Can I lay it on the line? Where do you think people should be? What should they be doing? And who's going to win?
Number one, make sure they go out and vote. Make sure they vote for President Trump. Because he is our salvation, not Joe Biden. Number two, just be prepared for any activities by some of these insurrectionist groups in their towns and cities. Be prepared for them. Make sure that you work with the police, and the police have to work for the people, not for some of these far-out Democratic mayors and governors. And I think next... I think if these governors and mayors follow the path that they've done in Seattle and other areas, that they need to be taken out of office. They need to be arrested for negligence of duty. So the people need to stand up and ensure that their own governments and their own cities and towns are being followed under the Constitution and fair laws.
I completely agree. And we have a lot of people asking, too, what news sources should they go-to right now to actually get something, because Fox is starting to even, you know, turn.
Oh, gosh, yes, they have.
Where do people go to get good information?
Well, that's a good question. Well, they can come to Stand Up America, my foundation, our website, which is standupamericaus.org, and our weekly newsletter. We published almost 14 versions of analyzing, evaluating the Chinese Communist Party. We've done more detailed analysis of the Chinese Communist Party than the CIA has. So there are sources out there that can be trusted. There's other news organizations, One American News, Newsmax, Fox. You never know where they're going to come from anymore. But that's going to be a challenge. It'll be a challenge who you listen to, but people have to follow their heart. They have to make sure that they protect their own families, that their towns and their cities, and that we can unify America again and make sure that we can get rid of the cancer that has infected our country for the past several decades. It's just unbelievable what's happened just in a short time this year within the United States. I never expected it.
It is. I mean, you haven't seen anything like this in your entire lifetime.
No, never. Not in the United States.
But it's so interesting. It seems like it's mirroring things we've seen overseas.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You go all the way back to Russia, 1917. You can go to what happened in Germany. You can see what happened in many other countries of the world. When they've succumbed, what Mao did to China. I mean, the history is all there. You know, you just have to study it. And, of course, the whole communist socialist thing is to destroy our country and our constitution and what we stand for and weakness. But we've got a lot of work to do, particularly in our schools, to educate our boys and girls properly and not be thrust into these universities, into a social socialism type of atmosphere that these liberal professors have condoned and upheld in these universities. So, but we're going to make it, Matt. We're going to work through this. I'm confident of that.
I am too. Major General Paul Valley, thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio today. Blessings to you and Muffin as well, and keep up the fight.
Thank you. I miss all of our friends over there in Pasco, by the way.
Great folks. It was great having you out here.
Yeah, that was a great weekend. Thank you very much, Matt.
All right. God bless. Retired Major General Paul Valley, standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org. Check it out. And especially their analysis on the Chinese Communist Party. It's actually the best analysis I have ever seen, but because it also includes not just the analysis, but what are the solutions? What should we be doing as the United States? So I'm going to make sure I post this up on the Patriot Radio Facebook page right now, and go check it out. I'll post it on my main page as well, standupamericaus.org. I want to end the show with, what do we all do? We're going into the weekend. What do we do? Number one, prepare spiritually. That means clean your own camp. If you have anything in your life right now that you have not confessed to the Lord Jesus Christ and you have not repented of, you need to do that. And it may even include confessing to some family members stuff. Clean up your own camp. Repent. Turn your heart toward God. Number two part of spiritual preparedness is ask Holy Spirit to be present in your life, working through you in your life. Because we're coming into a time where there's going to be a great harvest, but at the same time, the image is we may have to physically stand on a line to hold back the violent Marxists in this country. At the same time, we're preaching and worshiping, just like Sean Floyd has run into across the country, where Antifa is spitting at people and drawing knives and stuff. And a group of Christians is tasked with defending the worship service, but they're still worshiping. And as I mentioned before on the show in Seattle, one of those Satanists actually gave their lives to Jesus because of that. So there's an image there. We need to be ready to do both. And so the spiritual preparedness, We have to have our own camp clean. We have to repent. Ask Holy Spirit to guide and direct us. In fact, the question we should ask every morning right now, Lord, what do you want me to do today? What is your priority for me today? Physical preparedness. Stock up food. Stock up the ability to procure water. Make sure your family has a contingency should, following the election, Marxists begin rioting again in earnest across this country. And particularly to get your family members out of some of the big cities where they might be living. But always admonish them not to bring their politics with them, the politics that resulted in all that chaos. The other part of being physically prepared is being prepared to defend yourself. And so become familiar with your firearms and go to firearms training. Regularly train. Also, make sure you have enough medical supplies and communication equipment. It's an important thing. And this is not just patriots that should be worried about this. The church should be worried about this. Pastors should be worried about this. If all of a sudden there was no more food trucks coming, would you be able to feed your church? Would you be able to love on your church and allow Jesus Christ to love through you if no more food was coming? And unfortunately, a lot of pastors will answer that question, well, no, I've never thought about it really. Well, then now is the time to start thinking about this stuff. Because these Marxists aren't just trying to attack a political party or even a president. They are attacking the entire system to try to destroy it and bring it and burn it to the ground. And it is Christian patriots that stand between them and success. This is Matt Shea. Thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio. May God bless all of you and keep up the fight.